So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah. Mitzas ha'imr lovim in akama, lo'y matza yavim in amarm. Preferably, the imr should be brought from standing grain. If all the grain is already harvested, cut grain may also be used. Similarly, mitzvasai lovim in alach, lo'y matza yavi yavish. Preferably, the imr should be brought from moist kernels. If these cannot be found, dry kernels may be used. The Mishnah concludes, mitzvasai liktza balayla, niktza b'yam kasher. Preferably, the imr should be harvested the night before, the night of Tezai and Nisan, but if it was harvested during the day, it is valid. V'deiches to Shabbos, harvesting the imr overrides the prohibition of Shabbos. The Braisa explains that all these cases are valid because the pasuk says, v'mtakrav minchas bikurim, and we expound, takrav kolshu, takrav afilu b'Shabbos, takrav afilu b'tumah. We bring the imr even if the grain is not standing, not moist, and even on Shabbos, and even if it became tummy. However, the Gemara challenges the ruling of our Mishnah from another Mishnah, Maseches Megillah. Kol alayla kasher liktzira so'emer, ulahakter chalav meivarm. The entire night is kasher for harvesting the omer and burning the fats and limbs of that day's karbanos. Zahaklal, davish mitzvase kalayim, kasher kalayim, davish mitzvase balayla, kasher kalalayla. Any mitzvah that must be performed during the day can be done at any time during the day, and any mitzvah that must be performed during the night can be done at any time during the night. The Gemara infers, layla dum yudayim, the halacha of the night is like the halacha of the day. After just as mitzvahs that must be performed during the day are not valid if performed at night, so too mitzvahs that must be performed at night are not valid if performed by day. This Mishnah contradicts our Mishnah, which rules, Nikta b'yam kasher. If the yam was harvested during the day, it is valid. The Gemara answers, Ha Rebbe, v'ha Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon. These two Mishnahs reflect the Machlokes Rebbe Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon in the following Braisa. Ha Ya'imedu makrev minchas ha'imr v'nitmes. If the yam became tummy while it was being offered, Rebbe says, "Im yesh acheres, oimer lo yehav acheres tachtel. V'mlav, oimer lo yehav pekeach u'shastayk. If there was more grain available, even if still attached to the ground, they would start the entire process all over again by harvesting fresh again, because Rebbe holds like our mission, nikta b'yam kasher. But if there's no other grain, they would tell the kohen to remain silent and just offer it as is, because karbanas tzibur can be brought when tamei." However, Blazer Reb Shimon says, "Benkach a benkach, oimer lo yehav pekeach u'shastayk." They would not bring another oimer because kol oimer shenikta shleik mitzvase pasul. The oimer is invalid if it was not harvested properly, i.e., during the day. Clearly, we see this machlekes in this brisa. Rebbe holds like our mishnah nikta b'yam kasher, while Blazer Reb Shimon holds nikta b'yam pasul. And the Gemara explains their machlekes by first explaining the position of Blazer Reb Shimon as follows. Blazer Reb Shimon b'shitas Reb Akiva rabbi shel aviv amra. He followed the opinion of Reb Akiva, who was the Rebbe of his father, Reb Shimon, who ruled, Kol malacha she'ef shaloi la'saisim erev Shabbos, ena deiches ha'Shabbos. A malacha that can be done before Shabbos does not override the Shabbos, it may not be done for the Avodah. Additionally, Sabalak Rebbe Shmuel, the Amar Katsiris Ha'im mitzvah. He also Rebbe Shmuel, who ruled that harvesting the Emer is a mitzvah, which is deiches ha'Shabbos. David the Gemara explains, Isa gadaitich niktzer shaloik mitzvah se'kasher amai dochi Shabbos, niktzerim erev Shabbos. If the Erm is valid when harvested by day, it would not be Deicha Shabbos because it can be harvested on Erev Shabbos. Rather, Mididachi Shabbos, Shema Minon, Nikta Shalik Mitzvah Se'pasl. Since Reb Elazar Shimon holds that the harvest overrides Shabbos, it follows that Reb Elazar Shimon holds Nikta B'Yim Pasl. However, the position of Rebbe needs to be explained, because since Rebbe holds Nikta B'Yim Kasher, why is Katsir Sa'im Deicha Shabbos? At first, the Gemara explains that Rebbe ruled according to another ruling of Reb Shimon in the following Braisa. See how beloved before Hashem it is to perform a mitzvah in the proper time. The fats and limbs of a carbon brought on Shabbos may be burned the following night, Matzah Shabbos, and yet it is permitted to burn them on Shabbos itself. Therefore, likewise, it is permitted to harvest the Omer on Shabbos, even though it would be valid if it was harvested during the day on Erev Shabbos. However, the Gemara differentiates, Shani Hasim Sharidach Shechita as a Shabbos. In the case of Karbanis Behema, once we override the Shabbos by shechting the carbon, we can also burn it on Shabbos. But in the case of the Katsiris Ha'imer, we may not unnecessarily harvest on the Shabbos before the carbon is brought. And therefore, the Gemara revises its understanding of Rebbe's position in this matter and concludes, Kesav Rebbe Katsiris Ha'imer Loi Dachi Shabbos. Rebbe indeed holds that we may not harvest the Erev on Shabbos, since it could have been done on Erev Shabbos because Niktzeh B'Yom Kasher. However, the Gemara asks from a different ruling of Rebbe. The pasuk says regarding the carbon tamid and the carbon pesach b'may adai, and we expound b'may adai afilu b'Shabbos b'may adai afilu b'tumah. They can be brought on Shabbos, and even if they become tamid. Additionally, the pasuk says eila tasal Hashem b'may adeichem. This includes shar karbanas atzibur, all of the communal karbanas. Furthermore, the pasuk says v'idab b'moishes may adai Hashem, and Rebbe expounds hakasav kava moid lekulon l'rabbis omer v'hakar v'imay shtei alechem v'hakar v'imon. This includes the Omer and Shtei HaLechem and their accompanying Karbanos that they may also be brought on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks, Shtei HaLechem b'nei HaKrabaninu? No part of the Shtei HaLechem was offered on the Mizbeach. Clearly the Gemara argues, Letzchina v'harkada the kabasa gabi Omer l'ktzira v'kadoches HaShabbos. Rebbe must be referring to grinding and sifting the flour, which is before the Karban is brought. And similarly, Rebbe must be referring to the harvesting the Omer, and apparently he's saying that it is Doche Shabbos. The Gemara answers, Omer lahakrav of Shtei HaLechem la'afiyah. Rebbe is referring to offering the Omer on Shabbos and baking the Shtei HaLechem. Unlike the harvest, these cannot be done before Shabbos. Hakravas Omer must certainly be done on Tezai Nisan, even if it falls on Shabbos. And afiyah Shtei HaLechem cannot be done the day before Erev Shabbos because Kesav Rebbe Taner Mekadosh. Rebbe holds that the oven sanctifies the bread, and so i'afa la me'etmol ifsa la balina. If they would bake the Shtei HaLechem the day before Shabbos, it would become disqualified when left overnight. However, regarding harvesting the grain for the Omer, Kesavah Rebbe, Ketzirah So'Omer Loidachia Shabbos. Hanulach Rebbe Shmuel, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 6th parak of Masechta Menachos, and we'll begin the 7th parak, Eilim Menachos, Nikmatzis, in the next Shir, Be'ezus Hashem.